Welcome to Leaving Egypt. I'm Randy Gladden with Lorna Gladden. And in our last episode, finally, after much travail, finally, God's people are leaving the bondage of the past and they're moving forward to the promised land. They're moving forward to the inheritance God has for them. And remember, in the process, they're going out, they're taking the wealth of Egypt. They're taking the blessings of Egypt with them. And it says they go out with great boldness. Now, there's some important lessons for us here because the Lord is leading them. And when we finally get released, we want to go straight from here to that inheritance. But in fact, it says God took them. He didn't take them on the direct route. He took them on a circuitous route because they're going to realize, hold on, there's going to be some battles to fight along the way. We're going to have to battle for that inheritance. And he didn't want them to become discouraged, give up, and go backwards. So he took them on the long route. And again, they go out with great boldness. And then God says to Moses, I'm going to harden Pharaoh's heart one more time that I may gain an honor over him and I would be glorified in this. You know, when we leave, we want to go straight there. And God, if God has not taken us on the direct route, that's a good thing. Because the promised land is not just a location, it's an actual inheritance. And he wants to build them up with the strength and the maturity to handle that inheritance. And so what's happening? They leave with great boldness. And it's important for us to reflect. Remember, there was a season of waiting that they could call out to the Lord, they could glorify him, but it was a season of waiting while he was at work. There was nothing for them to do in that part of the process. And then there came the point where they responded to his instructions. And in the responding, they left with the wealth of Egypt and they started moving forward. But it wasn't in their strength, it was in a response to him. Well, part of Pharaoh chasing them is God's going to be glorified. Remember, the number one priority is always God is glorified. But it's about training them. And in three verses, it says they went from great boldness to great fear. God wants to train you and I to have the strength and the maturity to handle the inheritance he has for us. And you know what? I do the same thing. We go out with great boldness, and then something comes up, a challenge, an obstacle, a battle. And it's so easy to go from great boldness to despair. But see, this is all about God training us. When that obstacle pops up, when that challenge pops up, when that battle pops up, remember, this is about two things. Number one, that God would be glorified is always the number one priority. But number two is about you and I growing in strength and maturity to handle the blessing, the inheritance he's got for us. So God tells Moses, and Moses instructs the people, you won't have to lift a finger. God is going to perform a great victory. So there was a season of waiting, and now then they're going into a time of training. God is preparing them for the inheritance he has for them. And in the process of God gaining victory over Pharaoh, everyone is going to recognize that he is the Lord God Almighty. When those challenges, those obstacles, those battles pop up in my life and your life, it's so that everyone will recognize that he is Lord God Almighty in our life. And we would gain the strength and the maturity to handle the inheritance he has for us. So he says, don't do anything. You don't have to lift a finger. I'm going to fight this battle. See, he's training the people to trust him, to rely on him, that he can give them the inheritance. There's an important lesson for you and I. We need to respond when God tells us. We need to have the strength and the maturity and the boldness that when he gives us the instruction, when he says go, we're there. But it's all got to be built on a foundation of complete trust and confidence in him that he is prepared for this and he will be glorified in this. This whole season is going to be about training the people to trust him. And you know the story. God parts the Red Sea. His people walk through on dry land. They didn't have to do a thing. God closes the Red Sea, gains a great victory over the Egyptians. But the real point, besides him being glorified, is to teach his people to trust that he's got it handled. So for you and I, as we're on this journey to the inheritance, the more challenges and obstacles and battles that pop up, you know what? The greater the inheritance he's got for us. Now, it's easy to say that right now, but when those pop up, we've got to learn to say, okay, Lord, you'll be glorified and I'm going to advance. You know, God has shown me how we respond impacts how we progress. This has been Leaving Egypt. I'm Randy Gladden. We'll be back with you soon.